Count Massachusetts tech companies as among those watching President Trump's immigration policies very closely. Many are worried his next move could target worker visas known as H-1B visas. Some tech companies, including ones here in Massachusetts, depend on those visas to be able to hire foreign talent. For more on that and the current controversy over the president's immigration order, we're joined now by Chris Anderson, president of the Massachusetts High Tech Council. And we should say, as we begin, that the council has taken no position on the president's immigration order. With that, Chris, good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Hi, Bob.
Tell us about some of the conversations you've been having with tech leaders in this state. Are they worried that this immigration ban is going to hurt their businesses?
The temporary travel ban probably isn't going to have any noticeable impact on the technology economy here. As you know, Massachusetts has one of the highest concentrations of technology workers as a percent of the total workforce. So we're very concerned about any policy that impedes our competitiveness, whether it's adding costs or access to talent. The issues that are arising here, I think, Bob, really sort of bleed into an area that is of primary concern to technology employers, and that's the impact on H-1B visas, which is a supply line to foreign high-skilled talent that's essential to operating and retaining the number of jobs in Massachusetts and throughout the United States that we currently enjoy.
We know that in Silicon Valley, some tech leaders have expressed great concern over the president's immigration order. Do we not rely as much here on foreign tech talent as compared to Silicon Valley?
Well, we do, but there's a distinction between a temporary travel ban and access to retaining employees that are already working for our companies, students that are already going to school in our universities. And I think we really need to have sort of a level-headed, calm leadership and a wait-and-see approach to understand exactly what these orders do say and do apply to and who they do not apply to. So, you know, I would just caution against overreacting because the actual impact today is de minimis on travel, on existing employees. The bigger opportunity is and area that we're going to keep an eye on really is around the flow of talent that comes through the H-1B visa system.
There are reports that the president's next executive order might overhaul the H-1B program. You concerned about that?
The overhaul presents an opportunity. You probably know that there were over 225,000 requests for visas that are limited annually to about 85,000. So in Massachusetts, we get a fraction of that. There are a number of reasons why that system should be overhauled to the extent that we increase our high-tech company access to H-1B visa recipients and therefore supply more of the demand for creating jobs here that otherwise would end up offshore. The risk is that if we move the other way, then we're damaging a very important part of our technology community talent pipeline. But we don't know what the White House is planning on doing with H-1B visa. But I can tell you for decades, literally decades, the technology economy around the country has been urging for increases in the H-1B visa cap, not decreases.
So if it goes in the other direction, if the president tightens up H-1B visas, as he seems to be doing with his temporary immigration ban in effect for the next 90 days or so, that could harm Massachusetts, is what you're saying.
Yeah, any policy that hinders our ability to attract the best talent and continue to be a job leader among the 50 states would be a major concern for this part of our economy. And as I mentioned earlier, we and about five other innovative leading technology states have a fairly high percentage of technology workers as a percent of the total workforce. We're talking a little over 15% of the state workforce is somehow affiliated, associated with the high technology economy here.
Back to the big picture at present, are you worried that some of the best and brightest tech talent from other countries may decide to go somewhere else because the U.S. is suddenly not viewed as immigrant friendly?
You know, we've only been in this administration for a week, and I think we have to wait and see what plays out. I think anybody who cares about, strong economic performance needs to depend on security for not only the people working in the companies, the people living in our communities. That's an overriding and companion piece to, you know, making sure that we provide great job opportunities for people around the globe. I think that will continue to be the case. So I think I'd go back to, you know, the call for calm leadership as we sort out a number of rapidly evolving developments and not react until we actually know what the details are and what the implications are and who these proposals apply to. Congress is yet to get in the game. They will soon. So I think we have a long way to go before we start moving into the overreaction category.
Chris Anderson, president of the Massachusetts High Tech Council, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob. We'll catch you soon.